This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln.
I hear nothing from the governor's office on where he wants to take the state. Where is the guiding light? Where is the direction that this state is going in these big policy areas that have long-term implications?
The criticism comes from Senator Conrad Appel, who is one of Governor Jindal's legislative lieutenants for the big issue of education reform. I asked Governor John Bel Edwards to respond.
You know, I spent 2 years running for governor, putting forth a vision that garnered 56% of the vote. The vision hasn't changed, but there are many policy-related issues that are obviously going to be on the back burner until we can deal with the present crisis.
The governor says he's got a strategy, which includes the Tax Reform Task Force.
The task force was created as a result of negotiations between the legislature and myself. But I'm not going to get ahead of them and tell you what I expect them to do, because then it makes it my plan as opposed to theirs.
But isn't that part of Appel's criticism?
There is only so much political capital at one time that can be expended, and I am trying to be as judicious as possible.
And he's trying to let lawmakers learn truth for themselves.
You let the legislature go through the budget exercise, and they are seeing what a shortfall looks like without other revenue opportunities in the current regular session. And so when you start trying to build support for success, that is an integral component.
Perhaps that's working, for Appel did say something else.
We need the governor to present a strategy, because we're not going to do it on our own here in the legislature.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union and Louisiana Dental Association provider. Online applications accepted at campusfederal.org.